Inna alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man wala wa ba'd. My dear brothers and sisters, we today have the concluding part, coming together of all the four qualities of the successful ones, which we mentioned in the ayat of Surah An-Nur, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَى اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقْهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ, which means where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَيُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ, and the one who obeys Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, وَيَخْشَى اللَّهَ, and who has khashiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart, وَيَتَّقْهِ, and who has taqwa, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ, these are the people who are finally successful, ultimately successful. As I mentioned, the difference between fawz and falah. Falah is success which is temporary, after which there are exams. You're successful in one exam, but then there is some other test after that, and so on. But fawz is success after which there is no test. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to make us among those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called faizun, so that there is no test after the final test. Now, we looked at these four things, and today I'm going to try and see how we can put all of these together. Ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we mentioned that obedience is not simply doing what we like to do, but obedience is doing what we know we must do, whether we like it or we don't like it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Atiullaha wa atiur Rasul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Aqimus Salah. Allah said, establish the Salah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the establishment of the Salah, as we know, the first Salah which was established was not the first Salah, but the Salah of Tahajjud, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba prayed Tahajjud like it was Fard, because Surah Al-Muzammil is one of the first surahs to be revealed, whereas Fard Salah came only in the 13th year of 12th or 13th year of revelation. So therefore, they prayed Tahajjud for almost 12 years before the Fard Salah became Fard. And in this about Tahajjud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that this is something which is hiya ashad, it is very difficult to wake up in the night. Yeah? But it is the best thing to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to discipline yourself. To understand the kalam of Allah, to discipline yourself, this waking up in the night, Allah says it is very difficult. Allah is saying it's not easy. We know it's not, but that is the thing to do. So therefore, as far as ita'at is concerned, obedience is concerned, obedience is not simply doing what we like to do. Obedience is to do something, even if we don't like to do it, because we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So that is with regard to ita'at of Allah, where Allah said, Aqimus Salah, establish Salah. With respect to ita'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taking the same Salah example, with respect to Salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. He said, pray as you see me pray. Pray like you see me pray. And how did he pray? What was his salah like? He said, "Anta'bud Allah ka'annaka tara, fa illam takun tara fa innahu yarak." In Hadith Jibreel, he said, to pray as if you can see Allah. And though you do not see Allah, to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees you. So pray as you see me pray. And how did he pray? He prayed like this, as if he is seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So one is to understand the external form of the salah, which is the khiyam and the ruku and the sujood. And the other is to understand the internal state of the human being, where he is standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this complete awareness of where he or she is standing, complete awareness of being in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So with respect to ita'at of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it means to follow the sunnah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I am giving the example of salah because that is the best way of understanding the importance of the sunnah. The salah is the head of the matter. But obviously we know that this issue of praying like you see, praying as if you are seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not restricted to prayer alone. It is something which expands and fills the entire life of the Muslim, where the Muslim talks as if he can see Allah, where he deals with people as if he can see Allah, where he does his ma'amilat as if he can see Allah, where he deals with his family as if he can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, where his whole life is as if he is seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, because he knows that Allah is seeing him and he knows that he is in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the benefit and this is the barakah of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we come to the third part of it, which is the khashyat of Allah, which is an outcome of ita'at of Allah and the sunnah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no possibility of developing khashyat of Allah without following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and without doing the ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned specifically with regard to khashyat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَةِ. Allah said that the people who have the greatest khashyat of Allah, these are the ulama of this deen. It's not somebody who graduated from here and there. It is the mi'ar, the criterion of being an alim is whether the person has khashyat in his or her heart or not. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this khashyat. Who is an alim, therefore, is the person who knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is an alim? How can somebody be an alim if they are not praying their salah? How can somebody be an alim if they are not fulfilling the faraid? How can somebody be an alim if they are doing haram? If they are lying and cheating and slandering and backbiting and all of this kind of thing. How can you be an alim? I don't care where you graduated from. You are not an alim because there is no khashyat of Allah in your heart. It is not visible from your actions. Khashyat of Allah is to be seen in our actions. And what is that called? That is taqwa. The khashyat of Allah which is visible in our actions is called taqwa. مَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقِي. The one who has khashyat, and this khashyat is visible in the actions of the person, and that is taqwa. So to continue the example of the salah. What does salah do for you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Allah said, salah is something which separates you and protects you and takes you away from all forms of sins and all forms of disobedience and all forms of shamelessness. So if we have khashyat in our hearts, if we are praying, and if this salah is doing something for us, then that something is, we have to look for it in our lives and say, how has my life become different after I started praying? And that is the whole purpose of Ramadan. The purpose of Ramadan is not that you count some date, from this date to this date. No, it is to say, how did my life change? How is my life changing because of this Ramadan? If I am the same before Ramadan as I am after Ramadan, then the Ramadan has been a waste of time. There must be a visible, measurable change in our lives. And that is the sign of khashyat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said with regard to salah, salah is something which separates you. So if I am praying, then I cannot lie and cheat. If I am praying, I cannot curse. If I am praying, I cannot take away somebody's honor. I cannot oppress somebody. I cannot, not give somebody their due and so on and so on. All of these are signs of the khashyat of Allah. And finally, that brings us to the issue of taqwa, which is to avoid the doubtful. Taqwa is to avoid the doubtful. What is the symbol of taqwa? The symbol of taqwa is sujood. Completely submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. This is the symbol of taqwa. Symbol of taqwa is sajda. And what did Allah say about sujood? Fasjud waqtarib. Allah said, make sujood and come to me. So the final outcome of taqwa is You are close to Allah. Allah said, make sajda and come to me. And obviously the one who has come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is or she is among the faizun. What is fawz? Fawz is to be successful, meaning the person is close to Allah. Allah wala ho gaya to kamyab ho gaya. To Allah wala kya hota hai? Allah wala wo jisko Allah apna banaye. Allah wala wo nahi ko jo pagdi ban ke yahan phir rahi agar Allah wala wo hai jo ke Allah usko banaya aur wo, that is not something. Being an Allah wala, being one of the ibadullah, ibadur rahman, is not something that you and I can claim for ourselves. It is not something that our friends can claim for ourselves. Nobody can say, oh mashallah, so and so is a great wali of Allah. No, only Allah knows this. And we will discover that on the day when we are standing before Malakul Maut. May Allah make that day the best day of our lives. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يُوتِي اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَى اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقِي فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu to make us among those who are meant in this ayah and to enable us to live our lives in complete obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in complete sunnah according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and with the khashyat of Allah in our hearts, visible in terms of our actions, in term, as our taqwa before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore to make us among those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called successful. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa rahmatika.